Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Dan here at the Empower Computing Network, and our guest this morning is Andrew Skousen, and we'll be covering the latest issue of World Affairs Brief, written by Andrew's dad, Joel Skousen. Andrew, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. The main story this week in the brief is about Ukraine's timid response to the latest Russian move. The game of cat and mouse continues this week as Russia provoked more uprisings while Ukraine responded with minimal force, at best. Their threat of action against the pro-Russian separatists occupying government buildings came and went last Friday. So did Monday's deadline. Even though armed paratroopers were flown into the eastern region, they quickly showed they had no orders to use force and just stood around waiting for reporters to photograph them. What this means is that Ukraine has no intention of confronting the armed separatists in the east. Numerous local police and even some of the armed forces continue to defect to the separatist side, which is making enforcement of a Ukrainian national will almost impossible. The UN has declined to send in peacekeepers, which sent yet another signal to Putin that the West will not only give minimal opposition to his stealth move to recapture the Ukraine. This conforms closely to my predictions that the West will not oppose Russia's moves on Ukraine and that Putin will not directly invade, Joel says. The minimal reactions by the West and interim government also confirms my idea that the supposed opposition in Western Ukraine may also be secretly directed by Moscow, hence the no orders to shoot in the East. Putin is clearly working behind the scenes to foment the separatist riot. Press reports this week said armed protesters and militia forced their way into one police building using flash grenades and brandishing military rifles. But no one in the mainstream press asked where these local people got automatic weapons, stun grenades, and other strictly military hardware in a country where it is illegal for civilians to be armed. Why are the rioters all wearing army camouflage uniforms and often masks? Shame on the Western press for falling for this propaganda. Of course, they, and the Western globalists, have been accessories to this phony revolution, not only in partially funding the initial protests, but also by not exposing these Russian ploys. The pro-Russian protesters are mostly former or current military people who have been recruited by Russian agents to play as if they are, quote-unquote, militia. But there is no such thing in these countries. Putin's military is clearly passing out automatic weapons and directing the armed portion of the separatist movement to further his very cunning stealth invasion of eastern Ukraine. This is similar to what we saw in Crimea, but it differs very much in scope and form from the relatively unarmed protest in western Ukraine, where, with the exception of a few agent provocateur snipers, there were very few weapons. The original protesters wore largely street clothes and ski helmets, not military dress like these separatists. Three pro-Russian protesters were killed and 13 injured during an armed raid Wednesday night on a Ukrainian National Guard base in the Black Sea port of Mariupol. But this does not mean Ukraine is starting a show of force. Ukraine claimed an offensive success by retaking an airport, but that was also not an aggressive military action, as the Associated Press noted, saying, quote, Ukraine's acting president says army troops have restored control over a small airport in eastern Ukraine that had been occupied by pro-Russian militiamen. Heavy gunfire rang out at the airport near Kramatorsk on Tuesday, but there was no immediate confirmation of any casualties. Joel says, as usual, there were conflicting reports even with this story. They may not, in fact, have taken back the airport as claimed. One source said that the Ukrainian army had always maintained control of the airport, and the automatic weapon fire was just warning shots into the air to discourage armed protesters. Thus, there were no casualties. The only real casualties were caused by armed protesters who were attacking the Ukrainian led military positions or government buildings, as Voice of America reported. Massed and battle-ready militia bearing sophisticated firearms have been deeply involved in seizing government offices in eastern Ukraine, igniting suspicions that much of the unrest is being stirred with Russia's backing. But in a four-hour televised question-and-answer session, Putin on Thursday dismissed as quote-unquote nonsense claims that Russian special forces were fomenting the unrest in Ukraine, in eastern Ukraine. Joel inserts, Putin is lying. The only way these militants could get Russian weapons was for Russia to provide them. In other confrontations, the Associated Free Press reported, quote, 20 tanks and armored personnel carriers were the most forceful response yet by the Western-backed government in Kiev to the pro-Kremlin militants' occupation of state buildings in nearly 10 cities across Ukraine's Rust Belt. Ukrainian forces set up a cement road barrier and began checking traffic leading to Slavyansk, while fighters and attack helicopters circled overhead. Joel says, all of this was for show. No direct confrontation occurred against the armed separatists holding government buildings. Continued the Associated Free Press, quote, they must be warned if they do not lay down their arms, they will be destroyed, Ukrainian Security Service SBU General Vasil Krutov told a group of reporters tracking the sudden tank movement. Joel says, big talk, no action. He insisted that the militants were receiving support from several hundred soldiers from the Russian Army's main intelligence directorate, GRU, that had been dispatched to Slavyansk and surrounded villages. Joel inserts. Then there was the issue of how the pro-Russian forces commandeered six armored personnel carriers. Quote, breaking hours of silence, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry issued a statement saying Ukrainian troops had entered Kramatorsk, south of Slavyansk, on Wednesday morning. There, residents and members of Russian sabotage groups seized six armored personnel vehicles and drove them to Slavyansk. The military insisted the armed men seen on APCs in Slavyansk were not Ukrainian forces, but added the whereabouts of the Ukrainian servicemen had yet to be established, end quote. Joel says, sounds to me like the Ukrainian crew gave up and ran away without a fight or defected. You've got to remember here that the Ukrainian military is full of pro-Russian enlistees, and it has to create a conflict with them when they are suddenly expected to shoot at their fellow Russian-speaking brothers. But let me be clear. Russia is not the victim of Western globalist aggression in Ukraine, a charge heard more frequently on our side of the alternative news. Russia's controlled media is pushing out nonstop propaganda about how fascist the new regime in Ukraine is. Noticeintime.com reports how Putin claims they were so oppressed in Ukraine that they were having to arm themselves, quote-unquote. Sorry, Vladimir, but civilians cannot just arm themselves in Ukraine.
Hold that thought, Andrew. Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Sentus, the uniformed people in Greeley are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Sentus, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 352-2233. That's 352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Sentus.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Yes, Andrew Skousen, and we're going over the World Affairs Brief. Andrew, pick up the story. We're talking about what's going on in the Ukraine. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Stan. So we just reported how Putin claims that people are supposedly oppressed in Ukraine and they're having to, quote-unquote, arm themselves. But, of course, this is false because, Vladimir, civilians cannot just arm themselves in Ukraine unless they are provided the weapons. This from Time.com, quote, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned during a live televised question and answer on Thursday that he would send troops to protect the people of eastern Ukraine and that Kiev gave him just the visuals he needed to revive his faltering narrative about civilians under threat. Joel inserts, and it is a faltering narrative. It continued the quote, Vladimir Putin could not have picked a better day than Thursday, April 17th, to hold his annual call-in show on Russian television. 2 days earlier, Ukraine's government had sent its military to fight armed Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. The result on Wednesday in the region of Donetsk was a series of clashes and confrontations between the military and the local separatists. Joel says, actually, there was no bloodshed except on the Black Sea, where the armed protesters were clearly doing the attacking. Continue the quote. So on Thursday, when Putin appeared live on TV, he clearly felt he had every excuse to move one step closer toward a Russian intervention. The people in the eastern regions have started arming themselves, Putin said in response to a question about the Ukrainian crisis. And instead of realizing that something isn't right in the Ukrainian state and moving toward a dialogue, the government in Kiev began threatening more force and even moved in tanks and planes against the peaceful population, Joel says. None were used or even put into a position to fire. Continue the quote. This is yet another very serious crime of Ukraine's current rulers, he said. He then reminded viewers that the Russian parliament had given him approval to send troops into Ukraine. I really hope that I won't be forced to use that right, he said. But Russia has been warning for months that it would take eastern Ukraine under its protection if the local population came under threat of military force, Joel says. Clearly, Putin started this all by arming the separatists and calling them militia. Continue the Time.com quote. The Kremlin's television channels have meanwhile been hyping that threat with the subtlety of a jackhammer. Their narrative has been simple. Ukraine's revolution brought fascists to power in February. Those fascists are out to repress the Russian-speaking regions of southern and eastern Ukraine. Salvation lies in separatism and, if needed, in Russia's protection. End of the quote. Joel says, still, I don't think direct intervention is going to be necessary, and Putin risks forcing NATO to intervene if he does openly send in Russian troops. This is a bluff, and that's all the temporary Ukrainian government needs to justify its timid approach to the protesters. In response to all this stealth war, the U.S. State Department said on Tuesday that it anticipates no more sanctions against Russia, but that nothing would be proposed before the scheduled four-way talks in Geneva this week. And nobody in Europe expects the EU to do anything that will cut off Russian oil or gas. Until the U.S. gets its export operation of compressed natural gas up and running, probably about 2 years, it won't be in any position to help the EU thumb their nose at Russian gas, which constitutes about 40% of Europe's needs. The U.S. has been exporting diesel fuel to Europe for the past few years, and that's why diesel prices here are higher than gasoline, not because there is a shortage. Continue the quote. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany and other leaders here have for weeks made it clear that they will go along with tougher sanctions, while cautioning behind closed doors that a serious rupture in business and other ties could take years to heal. Joel answered, this demonstrates how Merkel says one thing in public, but is pro-Russian in private. Continue the quote. Russia thinks the West is unable to impose any real sanctions on Russia, and to a large extent, it is right. Putin understands the West much, much better than the West understands Putin, said Wojciech Konunchuk, a scholar with the Center for Eastern Studies. Quote, a weak response from the West after the Russian annexation of Crimea gave it a green light for further escalation, and Russia has shown it is ready to pay some of the costs of its actions, end quote. Jill says, well said. Since it is obvious to Putin that the West won't oppose his stealth moves in Ukraine by force of arms, he can continue to slowly take over eastern Ukraine until it becomes a de facto divided nation. I think that's where we are headed. If Russia moves faster with an armed invasion, I still don't think the West will oppose him, but it forces the West to view Russia as a full enemy, which neither Russia nor the globalists want just yet. Russia will demand at future talks that Ukraine hold a referendum in all the eastern sectors, where the Russian-speaking majority will ensure a pro-Russian outcome. The West will protest the referendum, but will accede to the eventual secession of eastern Ukraine. Obviously, the majority in eastern Ukraine are never going to go back to square one. As a compromise, in the face of certain loss, the Ukraine government will likely encourage the eastern side to become a semi-autonomous republic, loosely attached to Ukraine. But that would only be acceptable to the pro-Russian side if they get orders from Moscow to slow down the dismemberment of Ukraine and accept a temporary truce. Either way, Russia gains back eastern Ukraine and NATO loses face as a paper tiger, further encouraging those who are anxious to see the West get its comeuppance for all those years of bullying around the world. As the New York Times announced, NATO is only going to make some token moves as a show of political force, not real military force. Quote, the head of NATO pledged on Wednesday to immediately step up military air patrols along the alliance's vast eastern border in response to mounting evidence of Russian interference in Ukraine. But Mr. Rasmussen emphasized that the move was designed to be a deterrent rather than preparation for conflict. Our decisions today are about defense, deterrence, and de-escalation, Mr. Rasmussen said in a statement posted on the NATO website. NATO will protect every ally and defend against any threat against our fundamental security, he said. End quote. Joel says, as I said last week, Putin is not going to be deterred, and the coming war between East and West is inevitable. It is also interesting where NATO chooses to increase aircraft sorties and surveillance. They have only done so in the Baltic states, over Poland, and a few flights over Romania, where the U.S. has leased an airbase, but nothing over Ukraine itself. Go figure. Continuing the quote, Mr. Rasmussen said the decision on Wednesday meant that aircraft will fly more sorties over the Baltic region and that Allied ships will deploy to the Baltic Sea, the Eastern Mediterranean, and elsewhere as required. In addition, military personnel will deploy, quote, to enhance our preparedness, training, and exercise, end quote, he said. We will have more planes in the air, more ships in the water, and more readiness on the land, he said. End quote. All of this rings hollow, Joel says. All his pontificating did was heighten nerves about Ukraine across all of Europe as people suddenly realize they are sitting ducks if Russia tests NATO's meager forces. Reflecting the West's concerns, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called Russian President Vladimir Putin late Tuesday to discuss the situation in Ukraine and work toward diplomatic talks in Geneva on Thursday. The U.S., Russia, and European Union agreed to a framework of steps to de-escalate tensions in Ukraine, including demobilizing militias, vacating seized Ukrainian government buildings, and establishing a political reform program, U.S. and Russian officials said Thursday. The Geneva meeting on the situation in Ukraine agreed on initial concrete steps to de-escalate tensions and restore security for all citizens. The participants in the talk said in a joint statement, all sides must refrain from any violence, intimidation, or provocative action, end quote. Joel says, but this is a worthless agreement. Since Russia can still claim not to have any control over the protesters, who may well be secretly encouraged not to stand down. This isn't even the beginning of a resolution, so we'll continue to watch it as it plays out. I'll end this section with a quote from Alex Grossman. Quote, first Vladimir Putin mauled Georgia, but the world forgave him, because Russia was too important to be cut adrift. Then he gobbled up Crimea, which the world accepted, because Crimea should have been Russian all along. Now he has infiltrated eastern Ukraine, the world is hesitating, because infiltration is not quite invasion. But if the West does not face up to Mr. Putin now, it may find him at its door. End quote. The next story here, Dr. Stan, is about what's next for Bundy in the standoff. While patriots celebrated the temporary retreat of armed BLM agents and SWAT gear from the Bundy standoff and the recovery of some of Bundy's cattle, there was no shortage of warnings on the right that the powers that be will be back with a vengeance. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who is, of course, from Nevada, summed up all the feelings of those in control of this country. Quote, well, it's not over. We can't have an American people that violate the law and then just walk away from it. So it's not over, Reid said, end quote. Jill says, men in power are all for touting the quote-unquote rule of law when it's in their favor, but violating it with impunity when they don't like it. Consider NSA spying, undeclared wars, illegal immigration, etc., etc. Ben Swan interviewed Ryan Bundy, son of Cliven Bundy, on his radio program and spoke about the continuing battle over the grazing land, the next steps federal agents may take, and what has already taken place on the property so far. Quote, Bundy told Swan that federal agents have fled the area and left a great deal of gear and equipment, and that they aren't likely to return anytime soon for it. He also said that federal agents destroyed much of the grazing infrastructure on the land, including water lines, water tanks, troughs, corrals, and fences. The damage didn't stop at just destroying infrastructure. Bundy revealed that their cattle, about 40 or so, had been killed by federal agents and thrown into a mass grave. The mass grave that was dug was about 50 feet long, 18 feet wide, and 10 feet deep, and about a third of the way filled back in with cattle. End quote. Infowars.com reported that the BLM is still prepared to prosecute Bundy in other ways. Quote, despite Clark County Sheriff Douglas Gillespie announcing on Saturday that the BLM had agreed to cease its operation against Bundy, the BLM now asserts that it played no part in the deal and will continue to pursue Bundy, administratively and judicially, for the $1 million in grazing fees it claims Bundy owes the Fed. Since Bundy has steadfastly refused to pay the fee, offering instead to pay it to Clark County, the Feds will have no option other than to send armed men to arrest Bundy or restart the operation to confiscate his cattle. Since action will then prompt thousands of Americans to rally to Bundy's defense, just as they did last week, threatening another standoff. The door isn't closed. We'll figure out how to move forward with this, BLM spokesman Craig Leff told the Associated Press, adding, the BLM and National Park Service did not cut any deal and negotiate anything. There was no deal we made. This completely contradicts reports on Saturday, which stated that a deal has been reached between the Bundy family and the Bureau of Land Management. In another twist, private investigator Doug Hagman claimed that a Department of Homeland Security source told him that the federal stand-down on Saturday was merely a temporary measure designed to hoodwink Bundy supporters into believing that the situation is being resolved. Hagman says his source told him the plan to release the cattle had been devised the day before and that Saturday's activities were focused around a military assessment of the strength of the resistance shown by Bundy supporters. Whatever the truth, the Battle of Bunkerville represents a seminal moment in the modern American liberty movement. However, the notion that it represents the end of the federal government pursuit of Clive and Bundy is a naive conclusion to draw. End of the InfoWars quote. Joel says, Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association leader Sheriff Richard Mack told Ben Swan that he has received intelligence from multiple credible sources inside the BLM and the Las Vegas Metro that there is no question that the federal government is planning a raid on the Bundy home and the homes of their children who live on the property. Mack said the BLM retreat was nothing more than theatrics. Quote, it was a ploy to get people to back off, to get people out of the way. They weren't expecting us to get this amount of people here. They were surprised by the numbers, and so they wanted a way to get us out of here. This was a ploy to get us out of here, and then they're going after the Bundys, end quote. That report is 3 days old now, and nothing has happened. His warnings got a lot of press in the alternative media, so it may be that the BLM was planning something like this, but they had second thoughts. It could also have been disinformation if Mack was parroting the claims of Doug Hagman, who issued a statement above, quoted in InfoWars, that one of his sources inside the Department of the DHS informed him that there would soon be a raid following a strategic de-escalation. Hagman's source inside the DHS has always been suspect.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Empire Irrigation in Greeley reminds you to salute the fighting men and women of the United States military. Let's make sure they know how much we appreciate them for putting their lives on the line. Our support can truly make a difference for our American heroes. This message is from Empire Irrigation at 2303 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Call them at 352-4000. That's 352-4000. They're proud to honor Staff Sergeant Thad Harvey for his service and for his dedication.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Dan, that's our guest this morning, Andrew Skelton. Andrew, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they could get a copy of the World Affairs Brief, hopefully subscribe to it, and then how they can get your dad's book on strategic relocation and certainly building a secure home.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. Best way is for people to go on to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's with an S on affairs and all one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a quick and short process for signing up for the brief. They can just click on the big button there. Once they've signed up for the brief, it'll come directly to their email inbox each week. They can also access on the website using their login and password that they set up for the brief. All of the past archives of the brief, so if they want to see what Joel has said in the past about so many of these issues, they can look back there. Even if people don't sign up for the brief, it's worth going to the website periodically. We're always posting news stories that we think are valuable or add more information to the story on the World Affairs Brief website. Also, on the website is a link to our other website, joelskousen.com. which has pictures and descriptions of all of Joel's work that are available for sale right now. The foremost or the top seller among these is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This highlights not only all of the threats that we foresee facing us, but also points out where in the U.S. is safer or more or will be more difficult during these coming times due to these threats. It also has ratings of every state in the union and gives it a star rating and gives a brief description about where those states stand on a variety of key issues in a short table format. So that's been a very popular book with people. Once people have found a spot for a retreat, they should probably get one of our other two books, The Secure Home, which highlights everything. It's a very large book. It highlights everything about securing a residence and property and how to implement a shelter system for security and to secure your goods and property during hard times, as well as how to set up alternate energy type systems. If people are planning just a small scale project, they might want to get our do-it-yourself book guide, which is The High Security Shelter. This is just a smaller book. I think it's only 135 pages, and it documents, complete with plans, how to remodel a room, preferably in your basement, with cinder blocks and a concrete roof, and put in a security door, and provide a basic secure structure that will withstand earthquake and hurricanes and quite a bit of abuse by people trying to break in to secure your valuables and your home and family, or those things directly in your home for your family. And like I said, all of these are available on the website, joelskousen.com, but if people would like to order those by phone, they can get those through you at Radio Liberty. Right, Dr. Stamp? Well, it seems like we lost Dr. Stamp there. But you can order those through Radio Liberty. He's got the telephone number there. Well, moving back to the World Affairs Brief here, we have we're talking about the Clive and Bundy standoff there in near Las Vegas, Nevada, down in Clark County in Nevada. And we are describing how it's possible that the feds have pulled back, but they are planning another drive against the Bundy home and the home of their children who live on the property. This was according to Sheriff Richard Mack. Joel says, but it's possible all of this could have been disinformation if Mack was parroting the claims of Doug Hagman, who issued a statement in the InfoWars quote above that one of his sources told the DHS, or that one of his sources from inside the DHS informed him there would soon be a raid following a strategic de-escalation. Hagman's sources inside the DHS have always been suspect, Joel says. As I have long pointed out, no one inside the government can keep leaking to Hagman without being caught, unless those leaks are intentional for disinformation. The National Report, a Tea Party site, made the claim that 16 protesters taking part in the rally were taken into custody and were being held without bail on domestic terrorism charges, resisting arrest, creating a public nuisance, and trespassing. They said, quote, early reports indicate that protesters were verbally and physically abused prior to being arrested. Communications have been difficult, and local media outlets are scrambling for more details. Don Campbell, a participant in the protest, stated, I haven't seen anything like it in my life. The protesters seem to have been minding their business, and those agents did not appear to be local guys. When asked to describe the victims, Mr. Campbell replied, two of them were middle-aged ladies, and one of them appeared to be a teenage boy. The other three were heavier-set, middle-aged white men. According to Campbell, the officers were taking turns ridiculing the victims, and at one point even pepper-sprayed two of the older men before placing them in a flexible restraint and escorting them to nearby squad cars. Don referred to the scene as modern-day fascism and suggested the officers may have been federal agents sent directly from the Obama administration in an attempt to silence opposition, end quote. But Joel says, I'm more than a bit skeptical of this report, since no one else, including Alex Jones or Oathkeepers, have reported this. And there are still people on the ground at the Bundy Ranch who would know. Alex Jones' team at Infowars.com is almost always the first to know about breaking news like this. In addition, the Journal makes this claim, quote, Federal agent Paul Horner, a 14-year veteran of the force, spoke with National Report by phone and had this to say, quote, Under direct orders from the FBI and Department of Justice, on behalf of the BLM, we have infiltrated the crowd with armed undercover agents. The agents are collecting intel and coordinating that information with drones that are also overseeing the disturbance. In addition, we have positively identified approximately 85% of the crowd and are running background checks for previous violations, warrants, etc. License plate numbers of protesters are being collected and entered into the national database as well. These right-wing extremists pose a serious threat to the safety of the operation, and we have orders to make arrests and confiscate firearms, end quote. Joel says, while I'm sure the substance of what is claimed here is true, it's highly unlikely that any federal agent involved in this standoff would make these admissions, even to a mainstream source, let alone a right-wing news source. It sounds like one of those cases of true information being put out by a bogus source so the government can claim it as false or a forgery, thus discrediting the true content in the process. But in other good news, Representative Daryl Issa told Gretchen Carlson of Fox News that he is launching an investigation to find out how deeply the Obama administration and Harry Reid were involved in the siege of the Bundy Ranch. Issa made a reference to a 2010 memo titled Internal Draft, Not for Release, that appears to lay the groundwork for such a seizure to take place. The memo reads in part, quote, The areas listed may be good candidates for national monument designation under the Antiquities Act. However, further evaluation could be complete.
We're out of time, Andrew. We'll talk to you next week at the same time. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this is the final segment, the time when I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week, trying to educate people into a realization that almost everything we think we know isn't true. I mean, Russian and American leaders are working together. Their goal is a world government. I believe we're going to have a war with Russia or with Russia and China. But this is all staged to kill off billions of people. And because they want this one world government, and they think out of the horror that is coming, people will be willing to give up their sovereignty and go into this government. There's not very many people on the other side, but they're very well organized. They tie into Oxford University, and of course the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, Masons. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness will open up the whole understanding of the dark spiritual forces behind this effort to bring about a one world government. Well, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I am. Still
here. Oh, you go right ahead.
All right, fine. Thank you. But we're quoting from a document that was released by Daryl Issa, Representative Daryl Issa, which was titled Internal Draft Not for Release, which lays the groundwork for seizure of further lands in the West, particularly apparently those such as those used by Clive and Bundy. It says, quote, "The areas listed may be good candidates for national monument designation under the Antiquities Act. However, further evaluation should be completed prior to any final decision, including an assessment of public and congressional support," end quote. Joel says, "The feds often use the national monument designation to tie up federal land in order to stop development or, as is rumored, to allow some big solar projects, such as those that Harry Reid's family is involved with. It turns out that Harry Reid's lawyer's son was involved with a $5 billion Chinese proposal to build a huge solar generating station near Laughlin, Nevada. While that one never got off the ground, there is a new megawatt solar concentrating plant on the California side of the Nevada border that has gone into operation. Kit Daniels of Infowars.com highlighted a Nevada solar project that Reid was involved in. Quote, signaling the first day of construction of the Moapa Southern Paiute Solar Project, which is about 35 miles from the Bundy homestead in Bunkerville, Nevada, Senator Reid joined representatives from the Moapa Band of Paiutes, executives from First Solar Incorporated, and the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power for the groundbreaking ceremony on March 21st. First Solar is thrilled to celebrate this important milestone with Senator Reid and distinguished guests and honored for work with the Moapa Band of Paiutes on this landmark project. Jim Hughes, the CEO of First Solar, said at the time. The development of solar farms just like this one is exactly why Senator Reid was using the BLM, whose director is Reid's former senior advisor, to push Bundy out of the Gold Butte area his family has worked for over 140 years. As we revealed last Friday in an article that became the number one news story in the world for 24 hours, the BLM specifically stated that it wanted Bundy and his cattle out of the area as part of the agency's, quote, regional mitigation strategy for the Dry Lake Solar Energy Zone, end quote. The BLM attempted a cover-up by deleting documents exposing the plan from its website, but fortunately contributors of the Free Republic were able to save them for posterity. Others have attempted to whitewash the situation by suggesting that the solar farm development was only limited to the shell 2012 deal between Senator Reid and Chinese-owned ENN Energy Group in Laughlin, Nevada. But by reading the BLM's own documents, it is quite obvious that this is not the case. The BLM's current action builds on the Western Solar Energy Plan, a two-year planning effort conducted on behalf of the Secretary of the Interior and the Secretary of Energy to expand domestic energy production and spur development of solar energy on public lands in six Western states. The regional mitigation strategy for the Dry Lake Solar Energy Zone is the first of several pilot plans to be developed by the BLM, the press release added. In summary, the BLM, acting under Senator Reid's corrupt interests, wants Clive and Bundy out of the 600,000-acre Gold Butte area so the agency can use the land for future solar projects and de facto buffer zones around the solar farm, end quote. Joel says, while the general theme of the article is true, it probably is not specifically true that the BLM wants Bundy off the land so they can use it for more solar development. The environmentalists and government don't like cattle grazing at all, nor timber harvesting. The land Bundy uses for grazing is anything but flat and not suitable for large-scale solar power. The Dry Lake Solar Energy Zone encompasses a lot more land than is usable for corporate solar, but the government always overreaches in land designations. This controversy stirred up its share of disinformation scenes as well. Storm Clouds Gather, stgnews.com, is a website that does a pretty good job at investigating alternative news stories, fact-checking them without a leftist agenda, unlike Snopes.com. Here's their take on some of the false claims out there relative to the Bundy Ranch siege. Quote, here's a story that a lot of people were spreading around without fact-checking. It got 47,000 shares on Facebook alone. The author claims that the siege of the Bundy Ranch was really about fracking leases. That's a provocative narrative, one that I actually found very interesting. But just because something is plausible doesn't mean it's true. For evidence, the article links out to this page on theshalereporter.com, which does indeed talk about Bureau of Land Management, aka BLM, leasing out land in Nevada for fracking. Trouble is, the author and 47,000 other people overlook the blatantly obvious fact that the land in question is in northeastern Nevada. Clark County isn't in northeastern Nevada. That's not a minor detail. Please always fact check. Then there was this other line that kept getting spread around, and this is a direct quote. There are developers working for military contracts that want that land and water for mining weapons-grade minerals for industry. They want to sell the land by the highway for real estate development because it's close to I-15. This claim wasn't backed up by even so much as a link. It was pure hearsay. Furthermore, it doesn't even make sense. Military contractors, like Blackwater, want land for mining and weapons-grade mineral? To be perfectly honest, I get the impression that this story was fabricated by some college kid who thought it would be hilarious to send it to an alternative media outlet as a prank. End quote.
Andrew, we're out of time. We'll look forward to talking to you next week again. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Sam. You get your work.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Breast cancer is many women's worst fear, but experts have made great progress in treating cancer. If it is found early, breast cancer can often be cured. Self-exams and annual mammograms are the key. Schedule yours today. This important reminder is a tribute to Vay Nelson, a 7-year survivor at Johnson Box Company at 5203 Federal Boulevard in Denver, serving Denver since 1952. Call 303-477-0909, where Roxanne and the staff say, let's not forget all the area's mothers standing strong in a fight for a cure. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time, and this is the time when I need to tell you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. America is under attack today. We're not being attacked over in the Ukraine, this whole thing is staged. I mean, who was it who drilled the oil wells and the natural gas wells for Russia in 1991, 1992, after the phony breakup of the Soviet Union? Remember, we were told that the government over there had just completely deteriorated, and all the people in the KGB, they became the new oligarchs. They became the richest men over there running the country. And then, of course, the country needed some source of income, so we went over there and drilled the oil and gas wells for them, the best enemy American dollars could buy. Most of what's going on in the world is manipulated. We financed the Nazis both before and during World War II, so we're financing the communists at the present time, but then we financed communism since its inception. What's the ultimate goal? There's a small group of people who want a world government, the fulfillment of prophecy. And, of course, with that will come a terrible, terrible war, and certainly a time when you'll need to buy or sell as to wear the mark of the beast, renowned by the number of his name. And basically, you're seeing the unfilling of prophecy today. If you haven't actually watched Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs on Final Countdown, you need to get them. There are 8 of them, and each one has 5 or 6 DVDs in it. You need to have the information he has. He has a 2-part series on UFOs. They're real, but they come from the spiritual dimension. There really is a spiritual dimension to everything going on today. And unless you understand that, if you think it's just a material world, then you don't understand that God is there, and he is going to bring his judgment on America, because America has turned against God. So if you'd like to become part of our team, trying to get the message out and reach as many people as you can in the time allotted to us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and we do hope that many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our network of radio stations across America. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We are putting out the message about the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that war because most people don't know the war is going on. The media is rigidly controlled. Almost everything you get is regulated in one way or another. And so most of the crises coming on in the world today are simply manipulated and created as great diversions to make you think that we're the enemy is over in Russia or the Ukraine or in Syria or in Iran. No, the enemy is here. And little by little, they're centralizing power in government. They're listening to everything you say through NSA. They're monitoring everything you do. Every email and fact you send is recorded permanently. That's why they were so furious with Miltenberg. Well, putting the information out, we're moving towards the police state in America, and this is what they want for the entire world. This is not imaginary. It's very real. And Sydney, our job is to try to get people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And on the other side are powerful demonic forces. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Get Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs on the Final Countdown and to the